You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg, and today we launch the Good Souls Project. It's our effort to highlight individuals serving as role models for compassion, generosity, and service. A good soul is someone who positively influences their neighborhood, community, and beyond through their time, action, talent, and dedication. And the best part, you, our listening audience, nominated the good souls from the Greater Philadelphia area that we'll highlight on the radio and online every Monday afternoon. So our very first good soul honoree is a security officer who uses her position to help those in need.
I feel as though when you do good things in your life, you receive good things in your life.
Born and raised in the Logan section of Philadelphia, Alicia Denby is a third generation giver.
My grandmother was a loving person. My great grandmother was a loving person. My dad and mom would, in their neighborhood, like take kids to like trips, Dorney Park. My dad would like, you know, pay people bills.
So it's no surprise that 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, when she saw a man looking flustered at the checkout at the Aldi in Brewery Town, where she was working security, her immediate reaction was to lend a hand.
He just looked in distress. He had a cart for the groceries.
I realize I don't have my wallet.
That's Kevin McCory. He's managing editor for Keystone Crossroads here at WHYY. He's also a dad of four in charge of grocery shopping for the family. And with 5 minutes till the store closed, he was in a bind. And
this really kind security guard just innately sensed the situation and just very casually was like, hey, like, do you need me to help?
Paying about $146 for Kevin's groceries.
It was just like a good deed to do for someone that I saw that needed my assistance.
And then minutes later, she did it again, this time for a woman with a much smaller need, but in much more distress.
I also paid for her groceries as well. And she broke down in tears and gave me like a big hug.
At that point, I'm just sitting there looking at her like, who is this security guard? She's like swooping in like Superwoman to solve these situations just without any sort of personal ego attached to it.
Kevin paid Alicia back, and then just before Thanksgiving, he tweets about the interaction, getting scores of retweets and hundreds of likes.
When I saw that tweet, I just broke down in tears. I just cried. Like, I just was like, wow.
That led to folks sending money to Alicia to do more good deeds. And all the kindness came on the heels of one of the roughest seasons of her life.
I've been through a lot, yeah.
You see, her mom, Sharon, died of brain cancer 3 years ago, and she lost her dad, Dewey Denby, in July to COPD. She'd battled the sadness, but started seeing her giving in a different way.
To continue the legacy that my dad had planted before he left this earth.
So while the single mom looks like she's just a security guard, she sees herself as something more, as someone there to lend a helping hand.
By just having a personal conversation with someone to lift their spirits up, listening to people that are having issues and they're just feeling down, or, you know, if someone is in need of like extra cash, if I have a little extra cash on me, God bless you and your family. And that's just me. That's just what I do.
I'd say Alicia Denby, yeah, she's a good soul.
A good soul? Like, I've never been called the good soul. I know I have a good soul because I'm a loving and caring person, but I have never had nobody say this to me at all. So it's an honor.
And while what she did for Kevin was small, her act of kindness had a much bigger impact.
It was one of those situations you kind of walk away feeling like, wow, like humanity, for all its issues and for all its problems, like there are people out there who just do the right thing for the right reason.
Thank you, Alicia, for the reminder. If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story and their story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.